Excuse me, hi. I'm sorry to bother you. I brought in snow. I'm sorry to barge into your cabin like this. I needed to get out of the snow, and I'm so sorry. I'm such a screw up, but I just. It's snowing really hard outside, and it has been for a while, and I'm sure you know this already, but I don't want to bother, but I really need a place to stay, and I was wondering if I could take shelter here. Only till the snow subsides, but I don't know if it'll happen anytime soon, but it's really freezing, and it's the coldest I've ever been, and my fur isn't really doing anything to keep me warm. I thought my fur was dense as far as wolf girls go, but this temperature is really freezing, and my fur is wet, and I can't get myself dry, and I'm only getting colder, and I saw your light in the window, and it meant that it was a safe place for me. It's just so warm in here. It's so nice and cozy. You've got a fire. You've even got blankets, and those look really comfortable. Can I stay just until the snow stops, just for a little while? Well, thank you. I have no idea how I could ever repay you. I thought I was gonna die out there. Are all humans as nice as you? I don't know. You're the only one I've ever met, but you're making a really good impression. But I'm sure you don't care what I think. You really mean it, right? That I can stay? You weren't just messing with me? Oh, okay. Thank you so much again. It's just so hard to believe. So hard to believe that you'd actually care. I'll try not to make you regret letting me stay here for a while. I'll try not to be too annoying or take up too much space or make a mess or eat any. Oh, wow, that food looks really good. But as I was saying, I'll try not to eat it. And I'll try not to. May I have some food, please? I'm sorry. I know you already let me inside where it's nice and warm, and I know you're giving me shelter against the freezing blizzard out there. I really don't have the right to ask for anything anymore. Not when you're letting this strange, wild wolf girl into your cabin. It's just, I just haven't eaten anything, and I can't remember the last time I ate a real meal. I was just so desperate for food, I even turned to eating grass or bark off the trees. I mean, obviously that's not really nutritious or even a meal, but I was desperate, and now everything's covered in snow, and there's not even grass that I can find. Could I have some? May I have some food, please? I can beg if that'll mean anything. Really? Are you sure? I know I said this much already, but thank you so much. This means the world to me. Oh, this is delicious, and I don't even, I don't even think it's just because I haven't eaten anything in forever. I really think this is just the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. But even before taking my hunger into account, did you make this? It's so savory. And so good. And you have so much of it. How do you have this much? Did you hunt this all yourself? You must be an amazing hunter to get all of this food. You've got such a huge stockpile here. I wish I could hunt like you can. I can't hunt anything this delicious. Could I have seconds, please? I'm sorry to ask if it's not too much problem. Thank you. I'm sorry to be such a bother, but like I was saying, I really wish I could hunt anything this delicious, or or hunt anything, really. That's part of why I haven't eaten in so long. I'm horrible at hunting. Well, I'm horrible at a lot of things, actually. But I'm particularly horrible at hunting. Even when it was warm and there was plenty of prey to hunt, I could just never get the hang of it. All the rabbits and the deer, everything was too fast for me and too alert. I could never get the jump on them, or I guess I'm not sneaky enough, but even if I caught them, I'm not sure if my fangs and claws would be enough to finish them. I don't know. I just don't know. But maybe I shouldn't think about such things. I'm ruining such a wonderful moment here. This is probably the high point of my life. I'm in a wonderful cabin, safe from the outside cold, all that freezing snow and howling wind. And I've got some amazing food and so much of it too. Each one of these cabinets are filled to brim with food, right? I can smell it. It could take me weeks to eat all the food you've got here. Not that I will. I'll try not to be a bother, and I know you're only letting me stay for a little while. Unfortunately. But the thing that makes me really happy in this moment is you, of course. You've been so kind to me. I still don't know why you're doing it, but I'm not really in a position to question it. Not when I die without you. You're so kind and so caring and so tender. So merciful. You saved me. You really saved me when no one else would. Certainly not my old pack mates. They're not nearly as kind and gentle as you are. They're the reason I was starving to death all alone out there in the freezing cold. I mean, I guess it's kind of my fault, and I kind of always screwed up as usual, but they didn't have to be so mean about it. I told you, didn't I, that I can't hunt to save my life. Literally, in this case, it's the reason my packmates got fed up with me and kicked me out. They were always so annoyed at my inability to catch anything. I mean, I kind of get it. I'm annoyed at it too. It's just, I do try to catch things. I really do. There isn't anything I put more effort towards. I always give 100% when I hunt. I always run hard enough for my blood to boil, and I always keep my eyes dead set on my prey. But no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, no matter how many different strategies or approaches I take, it never matters. I can't ever just hunt anything. I can't do it. I can't. And my packmates, well, they're not having any of that, obviously. They all look at me with disgust, as always, and tell me, "We're tired of you eating food you never earned. We're tired of you dragging us down. We're tired of you being a useless piece of trash who has never contributed anything to this pack. So we're kicking you out. It's time for you to take some responsibility. Figure out how to hunt something or starve to death, for all we care." I mean, I get it. I know they gave me plenty of chances. I know I messed all of them up. But I didn't mean to, you know? I know I'm useless. I know I can't do anything. I know all that. I don't mean to be like that. I just am. That's just me. Honestly, I don't even know why you let me in. I'm not good for anything. I feel so ashamed that you even let me in. I feel like all your food is wasted on me, and your attention is wasted on me. I can't even believe you're even bothering to listen to me. Why did you let me in? I can't think of a single thing I'm good for, can you? Petting? You want to pet me? You think I'm cute? Well, okay. You can pet me if you want. To do whatever you want. I won't bite. I'm not gonna bite the hand that feeds me. Is it really that enjoyable to pet me like this? You look so smug. It's cute, actually. Honestly, I think you're the cute one here, but I'm glad you can give me such a happy expression. I'm so tired from my old packmates always looking at me with disgust. It's nice to finally be appreciated a little. It's nice to get some positive attention. Could you scratch me behind the ears for a bit? Pretty please? I'm sorry, I know you saved my life and all, and you're probably the only person who has ever so much as smiled at me, but, pretty please? I really like it behind the ears. Wow, that's amazing. And I thought the food was good. Maybe I died out in that blizzard after all, because I think I've gone to heaven. But I guess I'm not in that blizzard now. I'm safe. I'm here with you. You keep me safe. You protect me. At least for as long as you let me stay. Not to burden you, but could I stay longer? Please? Humans sometimes keep pets, right? Maybe I could be your pet. I promise I'd be well behaved. It's the least I could do. Well, the only thing really, since I don't have a lot to offer. But I guess if I was your pet, you could pet me. You could pet me as long as you like. Maybe then you could always have that wonderful warm expression on your face. And I don't know how else I could be of use to you, but you could pet me. I'm not sure what else I can do. It looks lonely in that blanket of yours. My fur is pretty warm once it's dry. Maybe if I cuddled with you, I could help keep you warm. Only if you want to, of course. It's just that I've never met anyone like you. And if I left you now, then I know I'd never be able to meet anyone like you ever again. I can't let you get away. I can't lose you. I need you. You're the only good thing that's ever happened to me. So if there's anything I can do to convince you to let me stay, just let me know. You saved my life, and I owe my life to you. So I'll do anything to stay with you. I'd even give my life for you. I'd even die for you. If I can't stay with you, I'll just die out there anyway. If not to the cold, then to starvation. But at least if I died for you, I'd die with a purpose. You could even bury me in your backyard. I'd be happy just to be near you, even if I wouldn't be alive to experience it. But I guess sacrificing my life to you isn't going to be of much use to you. But now that I think about it, maybe there is a way I could be of use to you. You're alone in this cabin, and you look really lonely. It doesn't look like you've had company for a while, especially on isolated nights like this. There's no one to keep your bed warm. It even looks like it's the right size for you and me. If you don't want me to be your pet, maybe I could be your mate. Just a suggestion. I'll be whatever you want me to be. I'd die for you. Being a pet or a mate isn't much of a stretch. I'd even kill for you. But obviously you already know that I'm not very good at killing. But maybe we could find out what I'm good at. Whether it's being your pet or your mate, honestly, it doesn't matter. I want to be something to you. So what do you say? Can I be something to you?